Chapter 6. During his reign, Ptolemy III, surnamed the Benefactor, took possession of all of Syria by force. But instead of sacrificing thank offerings to the gods of Egypt for his success, he came to Jerusalem. And there, according to our own laws, he offered numerous sacrifices to God and dedicated gifts appropriate to such a victory. Now it happened during the reign of Antiochus the Great, who reigned over all Asia, that the Judeans, as well as the inhabitants of Cilicia, suffered greatly through the devastation of their land. For while he was at war with Ptolemy, the father lover, and with his son, surnamed the Illustrious, these nations suffered regardless whether he was victorious or defeated. So they were like a ship distressed by winter, which is tossed by the waves on both sides, finding themselves crushed between the successes of Antiochus and the adverse turn of his fortunes. However, when Antiochus had defeated Ptolemy, he annexed Judah. And after the father lover had died, his son sent out a great force under the general Scopas against the inhabitants of Cilicia. He went in haste to the upper parts of the country and, during winter, subdued the Judean nation. He took many of their cities, and in particular, our nation, which went over to him after being attacked. But not long afterwards, Antiochus defeated Scopas in a battle near the fountains of the Jordan and destroyed a great part of his army. And having defeated Scopas, Antiochus took possession of the cities in Cilicia which Scopas had held, along with Bashan and Samaria and Abel and Gader. And after a short time, the Judeans who lived near the Temple of Jerusalem, on their own accord, went over to him and received him into their city. They made abundant provision for his entire army and to his elephants, and they readily assisted him when he besieged the garrison which had been left by Scopas in the citadel of Jerusalem. Accordingly, Antiochus, considering it righteous to requite the zeal and exertions of the Judeans in his service, wrote to his generals and friends, bearing witness to the Judeans concerning the good treatment which he had received at their hands, and announcing the rewards which he had decided to bestow upon them for their treatment. This is one of the letters of King Antiochus, written to his governors concerning the Judeans.
King Antiochus to Ptolemy, greetings. Since the Judeans, from the moment we entered into their country, demonstrated their eagerness to serve us, and when we came to their city, gave us a splendid reception, and came to meet us with their council of elders, and furnished an abundance of provisions to our soldiers and to our elephants, and also helped us to eject the Egyptian garrison in the citadel. We have thought it fit on our part to reward them, and to restore their city which had been destroyed by the hazards of war, and to repopulate it by bringing back to it those who have been dispersed abroad. And in the first place, we have decided, on account of their piety, to bestow them an allowance of sacrificial animals, of wine and oil and frankincense, to the value of 20,000 pieces of silver, and sacred artabas of fine flour, in accordance with their native law, and 1,460 medimni of wheat, and 365 medimni of salt. And it is my will that these things be fully paid to them as I have ordered. It is also my will to have the work on the temple completed, including the porticos and any other part that ought to be rebuilt. Moreover, let the timber be brought from Judah itself, and from other nations, and from Lebanon without tolls. And I would have the same done with the other materials necessary for making the restoration of the temple more glorious. And let the entire nation live according to the laws of their own country. And let the council of elders, and the priests and the scribes of the temple, and the temple singers, be relieved from the poll tax, and the crown tax, and other taxes. And, in order that the city may more quickly recover its populace, I grant tax exemption for 3 years, both for the present inhabitants, and to those that may return before the month of Hyperberetaos. We also relieve them in the future from a third part of their tribute, so that the losses they have sustained may be repaired. And as for those who are carried off from the city and have become slaves, we grant freedom to them and their children, and give orders that their property be restored to them.
Now these were the contents of the letter. And out of reverence for the temple, he also published a proclamation throughout the entire kingdom. Its contents were as follows.
It is unlawful for any foreigner to enter the enclosure of the temple, which is forbidden even to the Judeans, with an exception of those who are accustomed to enter, after having purified themselves in accordance with the law of the country. Nor let any flesh of horses, or of mules, or of wild or tame donkeys, or of leopards, of foxes or hares, or in general of any animal which is forbidden for the Judeans to eat, be brought into the city. Nor is it lawful for their skins to be brought into it, nor even to breed any such animal in the city. But let only the sacrificial animals known to their ancestors and necessary for the propitiation of God be permitted to use. And the man who transgresses any of these statutes will pay to the priest a fine of 3,000 drachmas of silver.
Moreover, this Antiochus testified in writing to our piety and loyalty. This occasion was during the time when he was in the upper satrapies, when he was informed of seditions in Phrygia and Lud, and ordered his governor, Zeuxis, and one of his most intimate friends to send some of our people from Babel into Phrygia. He then wrote the following.
King Antiochus to Zeuxis, his father, greetings. If you are in good health, it is well. I also am in good health. Having been informed that a sedition has arisen in Lud and Phrygia, I have come to consider this matter as requiring very serious attention on my part. And upon taking counsel with my friends as to what should be done, I determined to transport 2,000 Judean families, with their effects, from Mesopotamia and Babel to the fortresses and most important places. For I am convinced that they would be loyal guardians of our interests, due to their piety towards God, and because I know that they have had the testimony of my predecessors of being faithful and eager to do as they are asked. Therefore, it is my will, though it may be a laborious task, that these Judeans be transported, and since I have promised it, that they be permitted to use their own laws. And when you have brought them to the places mentioned, you shall give each of them a place to build a house, and a portion of the land for cultivation, and for the plantation of their vines. And you shall exempt them from payment of taxes upon the fruits of the earth for 10 years. And also, until they have received fruits from the earth. Let them have grain measured out for the feeding of their servants. And also to those engaged in public service, let a sufficient share be given for their needs, that by receiving kind treatment from us, they may show themselves more willing and eager in our cause. And, as far as you are able, take care of that nation, that it may not be molested by anyone.
Now these testimonials demonstrate the friendship that Antiochus the Great bore towards the Judeans.